Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. So glad to be with you on this lovely Tuesday evening. The last time we are allowed to go out in Maui for quite some time. For the last time, we're going to be doing this I'm a little disappointed by it, but, you know, nothing we can do about it. I, of course, am the master of ceremonies. I am G-Money. I'm so glad to be with you. Joining us this evening, we have some gentlemen that are trying to do their best to practice what they call social distancing and not doing a very good job of it.
I know. We're really close to you. Like, really close.
Yeah, it's a little rough, but that's okay. Hey, you be quiet over there. Anyway, let me get started. Let me introduce.
And that's our show, guys.
My crew. Let me introduce the crew for tonight. This man is a comic book artist extraordinaire. He, can we get that off the table, by the way?
Can I have it?
No. Well, I'll get you another one, though. I mean, you want another one?
He is the man who is the author of and creator of Disco Thunder Groove Bone, Mohawk Thunder, and his perennial work.
Perennial?
It's perennial. It's the Kukui Project.
Is this frenulum?
Who knows? Who knows when it's going to be done? Ladies and gentlemen, say what's up to the Hawaiian Sultan Superman. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Todd Bernardi.
I like my intro music.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure. I'm sure Iz would be proud.
Did you do the fake clapping?
Yeah.
Nobody here clapped.
Hey, Carl.
Also, joining us this evening, he is our gaming guru. He is the man who is the master of card tricks. I forgot the name of that show.
His name is Format.
No, so.
I thought you said you forgot his name.
No, I didn't forget his name. He is the master of card tricks, the gaming guru. And I found out this week that, yes, Final Fantasy is being released episodically, and I'm a little pissed off about it. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man, our man in black. He is Format.
Yay. Say hello to America.
Some real organic clapping. For
Also, joining us this evening, he is.
Why does the live feed look like this?
I don't know. I'll try and fix it.
This the camera. It kind of just goes all over.
Let me see if I can fix it. Give it to me really quick. I'm going to introduce our next guy. Give me one second. Let me see if I can fix this for everybody, so everybody will stop bitching and complaining. Hang on.
Oh, the language.
Oh, sorry.
My goodness. Magnum starting early, huh? All right, sweet.
There we go. That should do it. I hope that's better.
I don't know. I won't know until.
Yeah, you won't know until the delay's done. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this evening, he is our producer seducer.
What is this music?
Bad Boy for Life? Really?
Maybe.
Not maybe. It's definitely that song.
Maybe. It's... Who knows?
Todd, I don't need another Todd. This is bothering me.
He is the man we call Kai Kai. He's in the house.
Going nowhere. Because we're stuck on an island. And we're going to die.
As long as I have something to drink, I'm fine.
Oh, sweet. He's
going
here.
Going nowhere. Because Todd Bernardi's getting us drunk. Because he's a real bad drunk.
He is a really bad drunk. It's very true.
I'm either a really good one or a really bad one.
It's very true. He's a bad one. Also joining us this evening,
Nerd Watch for Life.
What would a show be without this guy?
Well, we wouldn't have furniture. That's for sure.
He is our Dark Knight.
Oh, that guy.
He's not physically here. You don't have to introduce him.
He is joining us via bat phone, because he is too busy. What do we call it? He's running through the streets of Wailuku Town in his cape, his cowl, and his utility belt. We call him the horror aficionado and also the punk rock superstar. So, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the man we call Cannon!
Oh, that's me there. Clapping.
Oh.
Is that good? You good?
That's you fapping?
Yes, very aggressive.
Gannon is joining us via bat phone at his home. By the way, do us a favor, Gannon. I know you're at home because you are socially distancing yourself. But if you could do us a favor.
Nothing to do with the virus, just you guys.
Oh, thanks. Alika has made a request to please not pound on your keyboard keys
very
hard.
Yeah, stop typing. We can hear that.
Like, I'm not typing.
He's made a request. I don't know.
You know, and maybe we should let the audience know that this is how we're going to be doing the show next week. Entirely.
Right. So, that's what I was going to say. Well, let me introduce you first, and I'll get over
you
that.
You have to introduce me. I started talking already.
No, we're good. You're out of your mind.
Alika!
Yeah. No! Come on! Ladies and gentlemen.
That's the thing we do now, right?
Yeah.
Right, Todd?
Yeah, Todd does it.
So many bananas.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books. He is the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con. He is also the self-proclaimed comic master.
Maui News proclaimed you that, buddy.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to the freaky one, the deaky one, the doggone leaky one.
My regular name doesn't rhyme with any of those, by the way. Which is Alika.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, say what's up to the man we call Alika. He's in the house tonight as well. Hey, yeah,
real
Daddy
clapping.
Leaky.
Real clapping.
Yeah. All right.
Real clapping. Daddy.
Please don't say that again.
I'm clapping for Daddy.
You're clapping for Daddy? Daddy. So sweet. As Alika was, since he let the cat out of the bag.
There was a cat?
Because Maui and the state of Hawaii actually is officially
you must have to fight PETA.
He's officially going on work from home stay at home order from the state of Hawaii. What we're gonna do is because we are respectful of the ordinance, I guess. You know how much I hate the government, but
I hate you.
We are gonna abide by the ordinance, and we're not gonna meet here at the store for a bit. This is going to be the last time we meet like this for a bit. So we're all going to be doing this via conference call, or what we call Zencast, or we can record and be in different places at once. So it's all going to be audio next time. So
we can do it in our underwear now.
Yeah. Gannon's doing it in his underwear currently. So we're practicing with
him. He's wearing more clothes than I thought he was.
Underwear.
He's not wearing a thong.
I don't even own underwear.
But, so just know that because of this whole social distancing thing, we decided that we would chip in and do our part as well. This will be the last time we're meeting because this ordinance for us goes into effect at midnight tonight. So enjoy the Nerd Watch. Look at our beautiful faces while you can, because you ain't going to be seeing them for a while. I tell you what, it's
things awfully high.
I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone is following the ordinance. I hope. Mm. Also, I think a lot of you have gotten your wish, because guess what? The Howleys are going home.
Hey man, that's racist.
Is it?
Don't be racist.
You're kind of. Hey Greg, I'm still here.
Okay. Also, yeah, also,
you're still here.
Also, it's not true.
No?
There are still plenty of Hollies on
that. Oh, okay.
They're not going anywhere.
All right, not going anywhere. Okay.
Play that I'm Not Going Anywhere music again.
Hey, can I try? Okay. It's a good sound bite,
going
though.
Nowhere, because we're Hollies. But now we're local now. We lived here for 3 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hollies are going home. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, wasn't that a South Park episode?
You know, it was a South Park episode.
It was one of the best.
It was one of the best South Park episodes.
It was
sure.
The reason that I moved to Hawaii.
No, don't say no.
Well, we're so happy that everybody could be here.
I was
tonight.
Like, it just takes a Maikai card to make you local.
Did you just say Maikai?
You said Maikai card.
It's a Mahalo rewards card, buddy.
Yeah, pronounce it correctly.
You know, we do have to get into. Some movies, some games. We'll talk about anything else you guys want to talk about as well. Cynthia might be joining us later tonight via...
She's watching us. I check. She might be on this.
She might be? All right, I'll check it out right now. Oh, she's not here yet. All right, well, that's fine. But Gannon's here, so that's good, and I'm glad he is here. Before we get into all of that, we do have to check in with Dr. Freaky, Daddy Leaky. Because
the comic book world is burning
every
down
every single Wednesday.
you know I'm going to talk about what's going on in the comic book industry. By the way,
This may be the last New Comic Book Wednesday.
So no, Steve Jeppy already announced this is the last New Comic Book Wednesday for a while.
Oh, for a while.
Indefinitely.
Well,
he's halting all shipments. This is the last shipment of new comics that is going to be leaving Diamond Distribution. But you know what they're going to try to do during this break? What they told us they're not halting is they're going to be fulfilling back orders, meaning all the stuff that we ordered like maybe years ago, maybe your lanyards will come.
God. Oh, my finally?
Who knows?
How about my statues,
I'm going to call them tomorrow and tell them if they send me any of that crap, I'm going to return it all. Because
wait, can I buy my stuff, Felice?
What stuff do you have that was supposed to come?
Like a lot of One Piece statues.
Oh, those one. Those sold out at the source.
Those lanyard come, I want them. I want my lanyards.
No, but what they're going to do is screw comic stores over because we're all closing down anyways. Comic stores across the country are closing down because of you know, the quarantine.
The virus.
Coronavirus.
The virus.
But hey, everything's opening by Easter, so don't worry about it.
Hey, yeah, thank you, Trump. That's the kind of confidence we need. We need some confidence in this country.
We need some
Easter,
confidence.
Baby. Easter.
We need some confidence.
Easter is all about miracles. And I tell you what, come Easter, this economy is going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
Greg.
What?
Greg.
What?
What?
I always come on Easter.
You're such a sick bastard. I tell you. Anyway, before we get into
is it the peeps or is it like
do you paint
cream filled chocolates?
Do you paint your eggs?
Do you feel a long job?
I feel like you guys know.
Yeah, you're gross. Before we get into diamond distribution talk, and of course, your disgust.
But they're the same color.
Your disgust for Marvel now.
They're idiots.
We'll talk about
that
later.
Stupid.
What about DC?
But Jeff Johns came out and said something, so that was fun.
Oh, good.
Did he say anything? I didn't. Yeah. Nothing really came out from DC.
He literally just said the word something.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? There was nothing of substance. If what you're, I'm pretty sure he didn't even like. At least Marvel was like, we're gonna give you discounts on the stuff we should be taking returns on.
So basically, the comic book world. Jeff,
hey, at least they're taking returns. Be thankful.
No,
they're not taking returns.
They're not taking returns.
Hey,
look,
everybody's closed.
DJ. Like nobody has anything else better to do.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Gannon.
What's up, DJ?
Gannon, do me a favor. Do you have anything ready for Dr. Leakey?
No, you don't need. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you don't. Okay, that's okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what's new this week in the world of comic books, and this may be the last time we're going to see a new comic book for quite some time.
Can burn that
so
list
make it good. Make it
all
last.
All right, let's see.
God, you should make more since we're not getting anything else.
Make more comics then.
I'll make everybody's comics. How about this? I'll just draw everybody's pull list.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll just recreate everybody's pull list.
This will be like the comic version of Be Kind Rewind.
Oh, yes.
Let's figure out where all these comics left off at and just make up your own stuff after that.
I like it.
Okay, Action Comics number 1021, Amazing Spider-Man number 42, Amethyst number 2 of 6.
Shouldn't that come out in February?
What?
Anyway.
Why? Was that a birthstone for that month? Was that a stupid joke you said?
Yeah, stupid joke.
Nice stupid joke.
Yeah. There it is.
Batgirl number 45. Batman Beyond number 42.
By the way, just to let you know about Batman Beyond, they have a great sale on iTunes for the whole series.
You know, my kids just watched Batman Beyond, the movie, Return of the Joker. That is a dark-ass movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
especially
it's crazy.
I was like, I don't know if my kids should even be watching this.
The first season of Harley Quinn also, we'll talk about
Well,
that
no,
later.
That's not a kid's thing. That's rated
that's
R.
That's definitely not
that's
kids.
Clearly rated R.
Anyway, clearly. Go ahead.
Batman Curse of the White Knight, number 8 of 8. Superman, number 8. Batman Superman, number 8.
Uh-huh.
Black Panther, number 22.
Why you gotta be black?
Why you gotta judge?
Black Panther's from Wakanda, bro.
Oh, all right.
Comic Care, current boards. We're getting some of those finally. If anybody's been waiting.
Oh, I'll take some of those.
We got some coming. Detective Comics number 1021. Falcon and Winter Soldier number 205.
Are they like a couple now? It's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's like a buddy cop thing.
All right, sweet.
Not the way you meant it.
Winter Soldier is a little chilly, so Falcon has to keep him warm.
Oh.
With his nice wings. There's Flash.
Beautiful wings.
Flash, number 752.
Flash.
It's all about them nesting.
Giant size X-Men number 1, Nightcrawler.
How giant is it?
It's pretty giant size. All right,
sweet.
So is it big enough to have Ben Reilly in it also?
No. Oh. Absolutely not. Hellions, number one.
Hellions!
Ben Reilly's better than Peter Parker. Fight me.
I would fight you on that one. Ben Reilly should be burned in a dumpster.
How dare you?
Wow!
He's just a clone. He doesn't have a soul.
All right.
Immortal Hulk.
Oh, you know what? Then if he has no soul, burn him in the dumpster. You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Immortal.
He had no soul. How can we trick everybody into thinking he was a real Peter Parker for so long?
Because he's a good actor, bro. You don't have to have a soul to be a good actor. Just look at James Marsden.
Yeah, look at Idris Elba.
Uh-huh. Idris Elba has a soul.
Whoa. Whoa.
That man's got a whole lot of soul.
Yeah.
I mean,
fair enough.
But that's.
And he could fit a Pringles can snugly.
I'm sure he could fit in a Pringles immortal, can.
Immortal Hulk, number 33.
Still immortal, huh?
Sure is. I don't think that, you know, that changes over time.
I think that they should. The next issue of Immortal Hulk that I'm drawing, he actually survives the coronavirus.
We're actually getting scolding right now. Yeah. Naya's telling us to fight.
To fight?
No, she said no fighting. She said boys, no fighting.
I've got the higher ground.
It's. I'm so scared of you, I turn my back on you.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh.
I'm like, all right. If you want to shoot me in the back, brother.
All right, what else on that list?
Judge Dredd, False Witness, number one.
Ooh.
Justice League Dark, number 21. Killadelphia, number five. The sequel to Tom Hanks' Philadelphia.
Oh, sweet. Is that the one where he gets coronavirus?
Oh, man. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he died at the end of the first one, but sure.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, right. Legion of Superheroes, number five. Let's see. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 49. That's a fun one.
JDF.
JDF for life, baby.
For life.
Monstrous, number 27.
What's Monstrous?
Monstrous is a great anime style drawn. I think the artist and the writer are both from Canada.
The writer's
Marjorie Liu, who's a teacher, right? She teaches literature.
Yeah, she teaches. She based the story of Monstrous on her grandparents' experience in China.
Wow!
During the Chinese Civil War.
Don't trust Canadians. Don't like them.
Well, I don't.
All right.
Once in Future, number seven.
Oh!
That's, yeah.
Wow.
That's fun. Rat Queens, number 21.
Oh, the Weebs! Yeah, all right, there's Curtis a Canadian Lee. I can get behind.
Yeah, he's a great Canadian. He's living in Stockholm, though, right now. He's got
Sweden.
He's got that syndrome.
He's got that syndrome?
Red Hood.
Jesus.
Lewinsky syndrome?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Did you say Lewinsky syndrome?
No, the Helsinki.
Oh, Helsinki.
Yeah, Helsinki, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helsinki. Red Hood Outlaw, number 44.
You couldn't not correct it.
God, it hurt. Revenge of Cosmic Ghost Rider, number 405.
Yes, I'm in for that. That's
yes,
cool.
Cosmic Ghost Rider's great.
He's back.
But if G likes him, now I'm questioning whether I like him anymore. There must be something conservative about him.
Oh, he is.
He's wiping out. Conservative?
Yeah, yeah. He's wiping out the galaxy. One libtard at a time.
Oh, God. I don't want to read it anymore.
Man, just like your hero, Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Just like my hero.
Road to Empire, Kree Skrull War, number one.
Oh.
It's launching the new Marvel crossover that's not going to happen now. Empire.
Sweet.
Scream of Carnage. Scream, Curse of Carnage, number five. Sex Criminals, number 28, the XXX Del Rey variant. I stopped ordering regular covers of Sex Criminals and I'm only now ordering the XXX, you know, not
variant
safe for
covers?
Work variants. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they're.
I want that.
Yeah. No problem. We got enough.
You can't get the pages stuck together if it's on the cover.
Yeah, there's an extra cover for that.
You're sick, Todd.
I'll get extra plastic for Malika.
Just stating
Star Wars Bounty Hunters, number two.
Oh, that's a good shot.
Suicide Squad, number four.
Just those.
Super Duck, number one of four. What is that about?
Are you sure it's not misspelled?
It's not DC or Marvel, so who knows what it is.
I think it's spelled with an F.
No, that's not.
I think it's spelled with an I, is what I think.
No. I mean, if it was spelled with an I, it'd be about you.
Damn, I'd be proud.
Supergirl, number 40.
Mm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Jenica, number two of three.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Still?
What do you mean, still? It's a three-part miniseries.
But you guys aren't coming in so clear on my end. Did he say genitals?
He said, yes, he said Ninja Turtle genitals.
Yes, okay. The book everybody's been waiting for. It's chock full of cloaca.
Ninja Turtles genitals.
You know it. They didn't get human junk when they mutated. They've still got giant cloacas.
So we're just going to skip the regular show, go straight to Magnum?
Nope, we're not.
Teenage.
We should.
Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 104. Transformers versus Terminator number 1.
What?
Yep, that's a winning combination.
That's it right there. I'm in.
Gannon, are you in?
I would never see the rest of that book.
I'm only in if Peter Cullen is voicing Optimus Prime.
Maybe we should...
In the comic books, dude?
Yeah, in the comic books.
Maybe we should thank Steve Jeppy for canceling comics before that got too far in.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
No, don't thank him. He's in it.
Oh,
he's
sorry.
He's terrible.
He's horrible? Okay.
He's a bad man.
Maybe he's just like us, and he really hates DC and Marvel.
Hey.
Maybe he's
this
just,
has all been his long game to ruin Marvel and DC.
So, that's what he's...
his end game.
Yeah.
Greg.
He was like... You know what's killing?
Have you seen a picture of Steve Jeppy?
I have seen a picture of Steve Jeppy, yes.
He kind of looks like Bob Hoskins if he was Quato.
Yes, he does, and he's got those lips, too. It looks weird. He's got lips like, what's his, Boss Nass, or what's his name?
He looks like Papa John got stuck in an airlock right as they opened it.
Man, we're horrible. We're horrible.
No, he's horrible. Wolverine, number 2. That's a fun one. Wonder Woman, number 754. X-Men number 9, the continuation of the Hickman run.
I thought Wonder Woman was just on 69.
She passed that a while ago.
I bet she did.
X-Men Fantastic Four number 3 of 4.
Nice.
And Exo Man
actually,
of Todd, 4.
In the world of social distancing, it should be 96.
That's true.
Hey, format.
Yo.
How is that? Have you been catching up on the reading on the Hickman run now that you've got all the time in the world?
A bit. I'm a really big fan of the Marauders stuff.
Marauders?
Yeah.
Marauders is the Pirates?
Yeah.
Is there any other run that's kind of hitting right now? Or?
The main X-Men run is pretty good, but it's more Krakoa stuff.
I'm actually kind of interested.
The Secret Council and all that.
The nice. Krakoa stuff wasn't as interesting when it first started as it is to me now that you've been describing it.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to get more and more interesting. The council's more important than the island to me.
Yeah, pretty much. The other books are kind of hit or miss. Like Fallen Angels is more Quanon taking X-23 under her wing.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, Quanon is the Asian Psylocke. They're separate now.
Wait, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a Betsy Braddock Psylocke now?
Yeah.
Really?
And she's Captain Britain right now.
I thought Psylocke was always Asian.
Wow. Huh?
No. She was British before until her psyche went into a beautiful Asian woman.
Yeah, she had a purple
woman.
Afro and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Because apparently that's how Britain's used to look.
Sweet.
Britain's.
Britain.
Excalibur is kind of weird because they're in the King Arthur place. I forget.
So they're kind of taking the Excalibur literally.
Camelot.
Yeah. No. It's the Marvel realm.
There was a Marvel Camelot too.
Wasn't it? But this is like dealing with.
It's not called Camelot.
No.
Oh.
Isn't it called Weird World?
Yeah, I think so.
Actually, because there was actually a really incredible storyline.
Weird World. Yeah, something like that. I forget.
It could have been Weird World.
I kind of lost interest after a while. But that's where Apocalypse is. Like he's in that story arc.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there was a classic Marvel storyline where Doctor Doom and Iron Man go back to King Arthur time in Camelot, and that I thought it was maybe harkening back to that.
Ah.
But not so.
No. Right now, Morgan pretty much runs all of Camelot or whatever that realm is. I'm pretty sure it's like Weird World. I can't remember, though.
Weird World is the name of a place now ever since Secret Wars. So that and a lot of sword and sorcery stuff is what came from there.
Right.
So I think that that might be it.
Because it all started with, because I guess, Captain Britain gets his power from that realm. And so Krakoa is trying to make a bridge to that realm. And Morgan's like, no.
Oh.
I don't want you here. And so Apocalypse is trying to force the portal. That was like the last thing I read.
Nice.
But it's not as interesting as I thought it would be because it's you Apocalypse. Get the I was like, dude, Apocalypse. And he's like doing science stuff. And I was like,
But so what everybody wants to know at home is how's Gold Balls doing?
Gold Balls is doing great. As part of the five, he's doing awesome.
Nice.
That guy, he's my favorite X-Men.
I didn't even know he was an X-Men. As an X-Men fan, I didn't even know who the hell that was.
And is that the list for the release?
There's
week?
One more comic.
What?
From our favorites at Valiant Comics, Exo Manowar number one.
Whoa! Yeah! Exo Manowar.
Well, it's just Exo.
Because
no, it's
let
XO,
me just
XO
say,
Manowar,
we
yeah.
love Valiant. Remember when I used to heap
we do?
Tons of praise on Valiant?
Yeah.
Because they were great to the retailers. Mm-hmm. And they did a workaround Diamond and they accepted returns, which I'm going to say right now, Marvel and DC, if they accepted returns, if they had all their comics from the past year be returnable, they would prevent probably 80-90% of all the comic stores that are about to close from going under. Yeah. But, you know, that's none of my business. I'm just a comic store owner. What do I know?
Yeah, exactly. So shut your mouth.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What right do I have to say anything about it?
Spoken like a true cook service.
So, you don't like the way it's distributed? Find a new distributor.
But Valiant, those guys who...
Oh, is that all?
Another distributor?
Is that all?
Yeah,
because Diamond's not a monopoly or anything.
Can you give a... Since we're on the subject of comics...
Oh, God.
Can you give us an update of exactly what...
Let me just do a quick shout out because I was leading from the Valiant stuff. Those guys on the Valiant team who did that buyback around Diamond's back and really helped out the retailers, those guys, a couple of them.
You got to reach around Diamond's back to get anything done.
Yeah. You're not going to find anything when you get to the front. Those guys left and helped started Bad Idea with Matt Kint. So when I was talking to them to sign up for Bad Idea, I didn't know this. And on the phone, you know, I was like, you know, your guys' program is really retailer friendly. And I, you know, I like how you guys are working around Diamond. You really remind me of Valiant Comics. I got to shout those guys out. And the guy talking to me on the phone was the architect of that program. And he was like, thanks, man. That means a lot. And so that kind of is a little bit of what, because only 100 stores got picked. That was a little bit of the, you know, the boost that I guess helped me get selected because I'm 100% on board with Bad Idea Comics. If you want to subscribe, there's still time. I'm not taking payments yet. So it's all just, I'm going to be setting up the payments later. So if you guys want to just subscribe, the only title right now is ENIAC, but you've got to subscribe to all four issues. And
hey,
we'll,
you put me down for that yet?
I got you, man. Don't worry.
Gannon's in. Question. When do I get my new Marvel comic that has Safe Space and screensaver in it? Or
so did
gas?
Anybody see the...
Internet gas.
Did anybody see... So
Snowflake!
Snowflake and Safe Space.
Yes.
Wait, can I just say that B negative looks like Hordak from this year's of She-Ra.
Yeah.
Well, I love Hordak.
No, it's stupid. It's all stupid. But anyway, I want a copy.
I want a copy too, just so I can wipe my butt cheeks with
butt
it.
Cheeks with it, yes.
I'm not even gonna put it in between them. I'm just gonna rub it on my butt cheeks. And who is the leader? Trailblazer.
That's it. Yeah.
There's a lot of painful stuff in this team. So what happened is Bleeding Cool must have had more internet power than Marvel Comics themselves because I saw the Bleeding Cool article before I saw any, you know,
anything from Marvel?
Announcement from Marvel. So I thought it was a joke because it looks like a joke. Yeah. The new Warriors are, especially the non-binary who are twins, who are non-binary apparently, are... Snowflake and Safe Space. Safe Space basically has Steven Universe's powers. And Snowflake, I don't even remember what the powers
are.
So wait, he has like...
Snow shurikens, that's
Snowflake
it?
Snowflake is like worse Iceman.
Yes.
So wait, so Snowflake has like a jewel in his belly or something that he can like...
Safe Space
does?
You make shields.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
he makes four shields, but he can only make
shields.
Just her.
It's not her. They're non-binary.
She's the
That was the point of these characters.
Hey.
Safe Space is cis.
Oh, he's a cis man.
It's,
okay.
Snowflake. That's
Snowflake is non-binary.
Listen, do me a favor. I need a copy of this.
No, we all need a copy of this. We're gonna read it on the show.
Oh yes.
Oh man.
So basically, but
hey, can I be Snowflake?
Yeah, definitely. You can read the voice of Snowflake.
And
so
Trailblazer.
I'm sure that's not
Dora
gonna be offensive.
I'll be whoever's non-binary.
Yeah. I just called it.
So oh, damn.
Can I be Trailblazer because she's basically Dora the Explorer?
But the artist and writer are both 30-year-old white cis males.
Oh, God.
So fantastic. It's
like the backlash from the LGBTQ community is, like, awesome.
Listen.
Finally, they're not, you know.
Just because you're white and cisgender doesn't mean you can't write about non-binary people.
What? No, yeah. You can.
Oh.
But you can't, like, take the mic and be like, I'm speaking for you guys now. You can write about those characters, but you can't be like, hey, this is your champion. You know what I mean? It's not cool.
You know that phrase, write what you know?
Yeah.
What do they know?
Yeah. Well, they studied a lot in college, maybe.
I don't think they're going to be speaking from experience. Well,
all I know is that I'm really disappointed it's not coming in this week. I actually wanted a copy of that. Damn it. All right. So it's indefinitely delayed then.
Yeah. Every comic is indefinitely delayed.
Except for my comics. You can get those here at Maui Comics.
That's true.
They're
still for sale. Mohawk Thunder.
All right. So now.
That new Todd Bernardi joint.
You guys are going to be like 3 years to Mohawk Thunder number two.
Not with this shutdown, baby.
Let me ask you something. Let's get into the truncated version of exactly what is happening with Diamond Distribution, with Marvel, and the like.
So everybody knows we're on quarantine, we're on lockdown. So the origin of this story is that comic retailers are wanted to, have reasons to. I've been following different retailers in different states, and the shutdown order is coming in different phases from different communities. But essentially, most comic stores were closing down anyways before we got this announcement from Diamond.
Right.
But Diamond was not... They actually, when dealing with customer reps for stores who I know wanted to halt their shipments, Diamond actually straight up refused and said, no, you're going to choke on all this stock we know you can't sell. We're going to pump it down your throat, and you're going to eat it and pay for it. And then finally, Steve Jeppy... Everybody's like, what a great guy. He's he's actually doing something in response to the industry, and he's a monopoly. So he can really make an impact. No. His business model is he has a really small core of his actual company, and then the retail stuff is kind of like these atomized warehouses throughout the country. And different community statutes have forced those warehouses and supply chains to become spotty and intermittent to, it kind of kills the illusion of being a single monolithic company at that point. And so what Jeppy did is got ahead of it and said he's not accepting any more comics because he's not going to be able to ship them out reliably. Everybody's like, he did such a great thing for the industry halting those shipments. No, he did not. He was forced to by his supply chain. He would never have done anything to benefit the comic stores. And then we were talking about, that's Diamond Distribution. Now, they have absolute power to accept all the returns for every publisher that they've ever sold through. And they have to sell through Diamond because they're a monopoly, right? But it took Image, since Diamond is not issuing the order to accept returns or stop shipping product when they know stores can't sell it.
Right.
Instead, Image had to go behind their back like Valiant once did and said they're going to accept 100% returnable during this outbreak. I commend Image. That was the right thing to do. It's not like, cutting us a check and like saving our lives, but it's doing something to not sink us by sending us product we can't sell or letting us return it. Boom Studios is doing something similar, but not as proactive. Marvel is telling us that we're going to get quote unquote deep discounts on the stuff that's already coming in on its way. No, don't applaud that.
No?
Where's the wah wah?
Oh,
give me the
wah wah. Sorry.
Marvel is gonna give quote unquote deep discounts.
Oh,
there you go. That's the one.
Got
on
it.
The product, but they put it in quotes. I'm a retailer, okay? All this stuff that I'm telling you right now, the general public knew the same time I did. Diamond didn't send me an email to say shipments were halting. They didn't warn us. They didn't give us a day ahead notice. They didn't discuss it in any meaningful way with us. They just did it. And it was announced via a news article.
Kind of crazy douchey,
especially when you're a monopoly and have the infrastructure and power to coordinate something like that.
But if I speak as a layman here, isn't it good that they're halting the shipments? Because that way you're not obligated?
It's a good final outcome, okay? Because the comic stores are unable to sell this product. But I can guarantee you the way they restart shipments are going to be really bad because they're just going to throw it in and try to sell all the comics that you couldn't sell before. So they're going to give you like 2 months worth of comics in 1 month. So your invoice is going to be double and plus, nobody's going to be wanting to buy it because the economy is going to be crashed.
Yeah.
But the discount that Marvel promised everybody is not going to be like you're not going to get the discount. You know what I mean?
So let me explain that. So Marvel said, and they set a very specific date set. That's yesterday or the day before, March 23rd or something like that. Comics on sale from March 23rd to April like 15th, okay? Now, I want you to remember those dates, okay? They said all comics that are shipping and selling with those street dates are going to be available for quote-unquote undefined deep discount. They didn't define it to anybody. They've sent us no emails. They just announced it in a press conference. That's the way I heard about it as a retailer, okay? Again, very douchey. Diamond, following the Marvel Diamond thing, they're pretty similar douches. But then, look at those dates. Now, when is Steve Jeppy halting shipments?
When is he?
Comic books with a street date of April 1st or later are not going to arrive in stores, meaning only one shipment qualifies for that Marvel discount that they're talking about. One shipment, and that's the shipment I just read to you. And the discount's not defined. It's probably going to be like in the single digits percentage. It's not going to help any store. They're not going to make their stuff returnable as evidenced by their touting of a deep, deep discount. It's not going to be deep.
For small guys like you, you're right. Yes. But I mean,
it's not going to help anybody. Really? It's not going to help anybody. Because we're not going to be able to sell the comics, so it doesn't matter if we're paying, 50% for them or 40% for them. They could get to a double-digit discount increase. It's not going to help anybody.
Wow.
It really isn't. And the fact that, the audience doesn't know that because they're not business people. They're like, whoa, an undefined deep discount. How generous. They don't realize that we can't return anything.
First of all, I sell nothing like that.
You totally do, man.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You don't even buy comics. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are comics? Anyway,
they're right behind you.
Oh.
Hey, I color Mohawk Thunder for you.
Did you?
You're welcome.
You're the man. I love you, man.
So DC's announced nothing. They actually just said, hey, I hope you comic stores don't die out there. They didn't announce any programs.
Can I say something as an observer of all this crap that's going on?
Sure.
Okay. As someone who has been, I've been educated about the comic book industry and how Marvel and DC are garbage. That's what Todd tells me.
Right.
So here's a question.
Absolutely accurate.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a question. Now, we all know that this whole coronavirus has kind of shut down the world. We know this, right?
Yeah.
So here, before all of the state mandated, statewide,
also garbage,
nationwide. Yeah, it is. It's garbage. When all this nationwide shutdowns and things happen,
the shutdown is garbage.
No. Listen, let me
say. Okay,
I'm sorry. Before this whole statewide and nationwide shutdown thing happened,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Why weren't artists that were working on these comics going to these stores and going, "Hey, listen, I know you got to get this stuff off your shelf. Why don't I come?" But like, if you're within 25, I was listening to some guys said, if you're in 25 mile radius of a comic book store and you are a creator, why don't you go down there and sign some comics?
They do. A lot of them do. To creators and artists and anybody who's come on vacation here, they always stop here. John Layman, writer of Chew, co-creator with Rob Guillory.
Got it.
He stopped by. Jason Copeland, independent comic artist. These guys will just pop in and sign their books. They do that. So nobody should be like, why don't these guys do that? They do that.
What I'm saying is now, though, because...
Let me tell you something that Shea Fontaine did. She's the writer of Batman Overdrive and co-creator with the DC Superhero Girls. With DC Comics, she posted on her social media, and thank you, Carl Shinyama, for catching this and getting us involved, that she would purchase off our shelves, any comic shelf bookstore that responded, our copies of Batman Overdrive and DC Superhero Girls so that we can give them away to children who are stuck inside. And we still have them in our store right now. We have two copies of Batman Overdrive and one copy of DC Superhero Girls. And any parent with a child or, child is welcome to claim them. One proclaimer, please, so that we can, spread the comics around.
Actually, there are two proclaimers.
What?
Nothing. Anyway.
Because you'd walk 5,000 miles?
Yeah, 500. Right,
stop.
Anyway, no, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, and before Gannon's going to freak out when I say this, I will say this. I was looking at, Gannon, be quiet. I was looking at Gail Simone's Twitter. okay?
Oh, God.
And I...
I
did notice something. She was doing something that I thought was a little douchey, but she thought she was helping. Like, oh, you know, I know you guys are in trouble. Why don't you tell me where you are so I can just post it on my Twitter page? How about, like, doing what the other girl did and say, well, you know what? I'm going to buy all those comics.
No,
and-
I mean, that's... Look. Social media reach in these days and having a following, that's valuable. That's actually, you know, a measurable dollar amount these days. And so Gail Simone has huge reach. So her telling someone about your store is going to sell, dozens of times more than a single time purchase. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm not downplaying what Shea Fontaine did. She's amazing for doing that. Yeah. I am so grateful. I think that was amazing. That was incredible. But you know, props to Gail Simone too. Please don't call her a douche. I'll punch you in the mouth.
What's all the violence? I said, I felt like what she was doing was douchey. I didn't say she was a douche. I just said it seemed kind of douchey instead of just buying your own comics and say, hey, listen,
that woman has.
Yeah, she has. If she promised to buy every Gail Simone comic in our store, she would be like so broke.
So here's a question.
She wrote like half of DC and some of Lion's Forge. And
can I ask you this? Speaking of DC, where's Jim Lee? Why hasn't he said anything?
You know, he's a great guy, and I was happy.
I'm hiding under his desk because he has to run a whole company now.
That's probably it.
Well,
is
he really the CEO? He's the publisher.
Yeah, he's the editor at large, isn't he?
Yeah,
no, he's the publisher. He was co-publisher of DC Comics before Dan DiDio left, and now he's just the whole publisher.
So,
and Dan DiDio left. And now he's
But publisher is not CEO. I mean, DC is a subsidiary.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm with Alika on that.
So, I mean, he's probably got his balls in a vice over what he can and can't do. He's not necessarily the voice in charge.
He's the chief creative officer. He's the CCO.
Well, CCO.
Chief creative. Okay.
That doesn't mean Jack anyway.
Which means he probably doesn't have a lot of power to do those kind of things.
No, I guess
not. So, you know, I love the guy. There's no need to drag him into it.
No, but I mean, let's be honest, he is...
He's the face of
DC, right? So, I mean, you know...
He's the face of 1990s Marvel.
Look, I don't mean to bring the pod...
He's been the face of three awesome comic companies.
He sold more Marvel books than DC. Yeah, he did. I hate to bring the pod down, but what you're talking about now is if this statewide stay-at-home order thing goes any longer than 3 weeks to a month... We're going to see the disappearance of local comic book stores, without a doubt. And I mean, not just you guys, but I mean other businesses.
Well, so can I also say that in their infinite douchiness, Diamond also suggested that individual retailers turn on their imagination lights. And pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
Nice.
They didn't use the word bootstraps.
Oh, yeah, you bastard.
But they did say that. Turn on your own imagination.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I'm going to say that was a douchey move. But Carl Shinyama also turned on his imagination, and he created a delivery service called
Very
How's
good.
It Comics Delivery.
Big shout out to Shinyama for doing that,
and
because now people get their books.
Initially, we started a pilot program at $10 a delivery. We've adjusted rates now. Now it's $10 for deliveries of comics for $30 or less. If your order is $30 to $85, it's only $5 delivery. And if you're ordering $85 worth of comics, it's free delivery.
See, this kind of stuff makes me not want to buy comic books.
What?
Why?
Because... He delivered for me.
No.
Yeah, thank you, Gannon, for being part of the pilot program, man.
No, like...
I thought it was a little weird that he came without a shirt on, though.
Nice.
Was he 6 feet away?
No, but I mean...
He showed up at my house without his pants on.
Don't talk about Carl like that. He's,
he's in the chat. He's going to say something.
No, he was just wearing his shorts.
I'm talking about the douchiness of not being able to support your local comic book store. Seems kind of like... It doesn't make me want to buy comics if that's the case. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, this is... And so, you know, I'm not trying to be selfish, man. Comics were already in a very tenuous place because of the stranglehold that Diamond had on them. I was talking about that long before any of this other outside economic impact was coming for us. This is really going to destroy a lot of industries.
Yeah.
It's really going to change the economy in some ways.
Yeah.
It's making some people realize maybe they were spinning their wheels doing what they were doing this whole time, and it'll make other people realize they're more important than everybody gave them credit for.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things are going to be shifting and changing and moving around. And, you know, this whole thing is a tragedy. It's not a good thing it happened. but there are some positives maybe for some people that are going to come out of this.
Resets?
Well, some resets. I think a lot of the minimum wage workers who are out there in supermarkets, they're the front line. You can't close a supermarket right now.
No, we can't.
Those people are essential.
Yeah. Essential. Yeah, from my experience so far working at Target.
And I think at the very
too bad
least,
they don't wear their masks right.
One good thing possibly that I foresee happening out of this is that these minimum wage but essential workers are going to some unionize or at least find a way to, in the public eye, bargain collectively and get their income raised up to that $15 is now in everybody's hands. I think everybody could go beyond that now.
Some places are actually offering hazardous pay for
hazard pay. That's very important. I mean, you got to give props to people who are offering hazard pay.
But what I'm hearing is like some places offer $2 extra, other places are offering $3 extra. So from
and
various
I'll,
places,
I'll tell you that's still a steal on the company's behalf.
Yeah,
they should be paying way more for that. And I think at this time, the problem is low-wage workers don't get to talk to each other and organize and realize their value together, which is the point of a union. And they, you know, but now they just see it. And now hopefully that's going to help people, you know, if there's no union in place, at least on individual basis is demand the pay that they deserve, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in the realm of getting back to the whole point of comic books, Ganon, what are you doing over there? We hear a lot of noise.
He's shuffling around and touching stuff.
It's like you're unsheathing a sword. That's what it sounds like.
I'm definitely unsheathing a sword, sir.
Shut up.
It sounds like you open a can of sardines.
Something, anyway. No, getting back to the point, it's like...
How dare you?
Now, does this mean that because of this happening, does this mean that we're going to have to go digital with the comics now? Or what does
you
that know, mean?
Hey, you shut your mouth. Not here, inside of a comic book store?
No.
How dare you ask that question?
Todd, calm down.
Todd.
I got a response.
No, I got him. I got him. Don't hold me back. Don't hold me back. Let go of me.
People don't see you. Nobody's holding you.
I was just asking a question.
All right. Like I'm saying, there's positives that might come out of this. Maybe this lets people see that it's pretty clear that Diamond being a monopoly is a bad thing, because the reason that some of the larger retailers who initially argued against it then argued for Diamond being able to be in a monopoly are finally realizing the error that, you know, they can't. They said it would be a good thing because Diamond consolidating everything would make their... their operation more nimble, more able to adjust, more able to deal with things like this.
Do you think anybody wants to take on the burden of the comic book distribution?
I think no. Here's what I'm saying: is
I think that they should split it up.
I think that Amazon. I think. What are you doing? What is that freaking noise?
It's Ganon. He's playing his guitar.
Stop.
Ganon, will you stop it? Anyway,
why do you keep doing it? trying to remember what I was trying to say.
You're talking about
it's
Amazon.
Like a guitar meowing at me.
Amazon.
So Amazon exists, and that didn't happen the first time that Marvel tried to take over and do their own distribution when they got their butt kicked and had to come crawling back to Diamond. Since that time, Amazon has actually pioneered distribution. Now Diamond is actually antiquated. Now we see that Diamond is not nimble. Like Amazon is surviving this. Amazon is keeping a lot of the world going right now.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Diamond just, crapped their pants.
Amazon should get into comics.
Well, they already are. Yeah. They already are. And so that's why a large retailer like Midtown Comics or, some of them actually distribute through Amazon. And so it's like these 30 middlemen taking a chunk of that money until that comic gets to you, which is why it's so expensive. I'm saying each comic company, go follow the Amazon model now that the infrastructure is so cheap and readily available and the blueprint is there. Everybody create their own distribution. Or just let other distributors start up and challenge Diamond. Either that happens or... some of the larger retailers will come in and be like, hey, let's do an antitrust lawsuit like we did in the first place, but this time we're all going to argue against them being able to form a monopoly.
Ironically, when you get angry, you sound like you got a twang. You get angry.
Diamond.
You know, it must be all those Southern lawyer shows I've been watching.
So even though this is the end of comics temporarily,
so it's it also is kind of the end of comics as we know it, but not the end of comics. I mean, creators are out there; people want to read comics. Like I ranted last time, comics should be sold in the millions right now. People love comic material; they love movies based on comics, they love TV based on comics, they love everything comics. They love tchotchkes and T-shirts and apparel and video games. Comics.
What the hell is a
tchotchke? You've got rooms full of them, bro.
It's like a thingamajig.
Yeah.
What if you don't like to read?
It's like a tchotchke.
Everybody loves to read.
Well, that's not true. We know a guy that doesn't.
Oh yeah, Aaron, yeah.
Who says he's read three books now.
Yeah, three books now. Well, you know, it is sad news, but I think hopeful maybe this will.
He probably read the Dirty Dancing Havana Nights novel.
You're probably right.
I am very nervous about what's happening. I hope that other retailers around the world are going to survive this. I'm a fighter, so as far as comics retail goes, I'm not going to let this end comics retail on Maui. And with that in mind, I'm also kind of eager to see what happens after. I want to see Diamond crushed. I want to see them. If one company closes because of all of this, just let it be Diamond.
You're kind of like Destiny's Child. You're a survivor. Good for you.
That's what you got out of it.
Did I go Gloria Gaynor on that?
No. Destiny's Child. He's a survivor. Yeah, I didn't say Gloria Gaynor. Oh, no. By the way,
I will survive.
Mr. Gannon, coming up shortly, we're going to be checking in with you for the hardest of hard medias. So,
dude, that's so racist.
Thank you. Make sure you get that up and give us. You're going to give us the latest in hard media coming up very shortly. Now, are you done ranting?
Oh yeah, I was done like 10 rants ago, bro.
Okay.
You should have stopped me then.
All right.
You're the one who's
picking up that scab, G.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pick at it a little bit. Other than that, was there anything happy that has happened to you guys amongst this amongst all the sadness and despair that's currently happening?
You know, my kids each night, and I haven't drawn in decades, and I really have been wanting to because I'm surrounded by awesome independent comic creators. I'm like, I want to get in on that fun.
And Todd.
I think Todd is one of those awesome guys. And
aww, I think you are too.
And so my son draws a lot.
Which one?
My oldest, Caleb. Both of them do actually. They both are great artists, and I encourage it a lot. And I was finally like, hey,
what are you drawing, man?
Judge nothing.
And then I decided to draw with them, and I'm like, this is fun. So each night now, we've done it two nights in a row already.
Awesome.
We pick a theme and draw to it. So the first night was Ghost Rider, which was very fun. And last night was Batman standing in smoke, which was also cool.
Weed smoke?
No, not like weed smoke.
Oh, okay.
Batman, well, maybe he would. If he's
like electrical fire smoke.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no Legend of Zelda yet.
My kids don't really draw video game stuff too much. It's more comic book stuff.
Breath of the Wild.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Over on my end here on this Zencaster thing, it says health check passed but revealed warning. Should I be worried?
Yes, you have a...
Do I have the coronavirus because of this app?
Yeah, you do, you idiot. No, you don't. You're fine. It's fine.
I'm surprised Sin on.
No, don't worry about it. You're completely fine. Anyway,
burn your computer.
Burn it now.
And also, just for Maui Comics and Collectibles, we've been sharing a lot of the other things, which are performers who are stuck at home. They do live streams. We got a lot of cool ones.
I can't wait to see Gannon's live stream.
Rabbit and Kanoa.
Just follow me to the bathroom.
And
I bet it's ropey.
And
people on social media that are bored at home.
Are terrible people.
Number one, they are terrible people, and they try and fake their.
You're a terrible person.
They try and fake their way through a live stream, kind of like us, but no, I really think it's really cool that our local community is creative.
Everybody's so creative. It's
they're
awesome.
They're singing, they're cooking, they're telling, they're doing story time, yeah. Which is kind of cool. So good for them. Stop taking our shtick. Anyway.
Yeah, because we sing and we cook.
You want me to sing? I'll do it right now, bro.
I want to see you cook. Do Facebook live streams on podcasts.
Yes, they. Yes.
No one has ever done it before.
Not on Maui.
Might as well call us Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, we're the first. But yeah, no, it's really cool that now, because everybody's hungering for content, that ironically enough, we do have to go away, but we're going to be doing another, we're going to do an alternative, mm-hmm. which is nice. So very excited about that. And we'll give you more details later on in the show. But Alika. Yeah.
And we're going to do the podcast by text.
Yeah, we are. We're going to text so you guys can see what we talk about. I believe
that's the best. That's really the best version of NerdWatch. the NerdWatch news group, you know.
That it technically it kind of is.
Facebook message.
To be fair.
Like yeah. That.
It is.
That's behind the curtain.
It is very behind the curtain.
Chapter 3 is like 11 pages of the comic book list.
Yeah, it is. You guys had the opportunity, he's going to mention it later on in the hard media, but Bloodshot.
I just wanted to say on the live stream stuff, DJ Cavicani also did a cool musical performance with his brother.
Yeah, no, he did. Awesome. I was really upset that he didn't sing, though. I was watching it. He didn't sing. I didn't hear him sing.
He's got to bring you back the next time, right?
Yeah.
You gotta.
Because I'll be your baby tonight. Sounds like you have me on your stream. Baby tonight. Anyway, Bloodshot.
Oh, God.
I finally saw it. Thanks to Aaron. He gave me his login to his Vudu. And I'll share it on the... No.
Let's share the link in chat. Yeah, woo, everybody.
It's a Vudu party. Bloodshot was awesome. Holy crap, I loved it.
Did you?
It was so good. It was everything I love a comic book movie to be because... You know, I know it's not a pure one-to-one recreation of the comic, but, you know, if 90s comics,
yeah,
you know, that explosion, you know, Marvel was the clear superstar, right? That was what was going on, is the X-Men and Wolverine and Venom and all that stuff in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, until 92 when everybody left, and then it was Image. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and Valiant started.
And
so
then Marvel Resurge with Mar-Vell, which I loved.
No, that was terrible. But right now, the MCU... Is the movies version of Marvel exploding and taking over the pop culture psyche and whatever. And now this Bloodshot movie is taking its rightful place as it, I got all the Valiant feels.
Rightful place? That's big.
All the 90s Valiant feels because it was a big hit when it came out. I was a Marvel zombie and Bloodshot 1, Bloodshot 0, I picked that book up. It was bloody as hell. I loved it. And it was like exactly what the comic industry needed at that point.
But this is PG-13.
Image was...
The movie.
It wasn't as gory as it could have been, which you don't realize because actually they Marvel it up a bit, which is good. They actually do it well. It was done to that wasn't too cheesy. It's a Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah,
it has
Vin
to be a little
Diesel,
cheesy.
Though.
It was good, man. Vin Diesel was good in the movie. He was very sympathetic as his character.
Can I?
When he's not supposed to be really crazy sympathetic.
Yeah. Can I? No. It's good. No, we're gonna come back. Can I say something?
No.
You know, ironically. You like the movie, yeah. But yet Gannon was right about it.
What do you mean?
Gannon said it was going to be a box office bomb, and it is.
Well, to be fair...
There's no box office.
Hold on, to be fair, it came out at a really bad time in history.
Okay, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. But still, you were right, Gannon, so good on you. Good on you. You won one.
It's so sad because it's so good that because Vin Diesel hinted that it's going to lead into a Valiant verse, and I was like this. And there's no after credit scene. Sorry for the spoilers, but and he doesn't even get into the actual white and red Bloodshot look till the end. But you know, it's great. This movie is awesome. It's exactly what you need to. It's a breath of fresh air, but it's not too unfamiliar. You know what I mean?
But Vin Diesel, though, is he good in it?
He's good in it. He is.
All right.
He's better in this than I've seen him in anything else. I mean, I think that he's better in this than the Fast and the Furious movies.
Apparently, you haven't seen The Last Witch Hunter, because he's amazing in that.
Or The Pacifier.
Oh, The Pacifier's fantastic.
He's good.
All right. Well, Bloodshot. So
but Gannon's a hater, so he's gonna he's just gonna hate, hate, hate.
Not a Balin or Bloodshot hater, just a Vin Diesel one.
Yeah, but that's I think you. I tried to get you to go see this movie. I told you that I would buy popcorn.
And you were gonna hold hands and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. See. Well, and what happened? You didn't go. See, yeah. See what you missed out on, Gannon?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And so you guys are going to give this an approval. You guys are going to give this a pass. This Bloodshot movie's getting a pass.
Oh,
yeah?
5 out of 5.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah total. It's kind of the perfect comic book movie.
Like, Gannon hasn't seen it yet, right?
It's weird that it's.
No, he hasn't.
I mean,
well, he can once Alika puts the link in the chat.
Yeah, he can. I'm sure Aaron won't mind.
Thanks, Aaron.
All the action in it is really good. Like, I mean, if you,
yeah, and that's the other thing is the action is amazing.
Yeah,
so the grand finale, there's an elevator shaft fight, and that could have been very generic. It could have gone just like whatever. But it was eye-catching, and every piece of action was coherent. Like, you knew what was happening during each part of the fight.
If you compare it to, like, Black Panther, the action is better in this movie
than
it was in Black Panther.
What?
Yeah, like, the CGI doesn't look rubbery or unfinished
at all.
The CGI
is great. The CGI is great.
Like, and there's a couple of nods to some older movies.
Uh-huh.
Not to give anything away, but there's one of the greatest fight scenes in this is Vin Diesel drives a truck into
in the tunnel. He crashes a truck on purpose and blocks it.
But the truck is full of flour, so it covers everything in like mist and white powder, and then this fog is covered with all the brake lights. So everything looks red and white. And it's got this really beautiful two-tone aesthetic to it, and then the it just kind of like reminds you of the fight scene from the Killer,
yeah,
where like he gets into the fight in the kitchen and he blows the guy's brains mm-hmm. out, and then the blood splatters across all the flour,
yeah,
like that was just like a perfect homage to the white and red
John Woo, baby.
Well, it was the white and red aesthetic of the comic book meets John Woo, mm-hmm. almost. And I just felt like that perfectly mashed up. And I think that the action in it was just awesome, you know?
So
I kind of wish I saw it in the theater.
Now,
I missed my chance.
Here's the total irony of this, guys. I don't think anybody understands or realizes that this movie apparently was getting some good studio buzz,
yeah.
And that's why they ended up moving it to March, remember?
Yeah. Oh.
They, it was supposed to come out in February, and they moved it to March.
Oh.
So I think, unfortunately, the coronavirus has done Bloodshot in, and I think they've done him in for good.
Well, I mean, even if it, like, so I just, like, they've been talking about doing this Bloodshot movie probably since, you know, the early 90s. And I think that we finally got, like, an actual, like, a good movie.
Yeah.
And maybe, I mean, if you took a 90s comic book and did a movie too soon, you kind of end up with something sort of like Spawn.
Oh.
And so Bloodshot, like, wanted to get it right, and I think that they got it right.
Fantastic.
Nobody's going to get to see it.
No one's going to. Exactly. No one's.
That sucks, man.
But see, that is the brilliant thing about what Sony Pictures did, or TriStar Pictures.
And not only that, but this is like, it hits all the beats right away. You're not bored at all. It's just like boom, 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 boom. As soon as the story becomes predictable, they freshen it up a bit. They don't try to twist your mind all over to keep it fresh. It's like they respect the audience enough to know, hey, you've seen something like this before. We're just doing it. We're going to do it well, and then we're going to move on to the next one.
Does Vin Diesel in this movie say, I live my life a quarter mile at a time?
Yeah, he totally does.
Sweet! All right, I am in.
As he's falling down the elevator shaft.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
It's about a quarter mile.
Yeah. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Got it. Sweet, I'm in.
It's all about family.
It's all about family. Thanks,
Gannon. It's all about family.
That was during the end credit scene when he introduces Exo Man.
Exo Man. Oh
God! God, I would love to see that.
All right. Well, fantastic.
Brazil.
It was a brilliant. It's a brilliant idea for Sony to actually bring this out straight to right to video to get people to see it. It is available digitally right now.
$20
It's $20. Gannon will get to that shortly.
Just watch Aaron's link in the chat.
In the chat.
Oh, yeah, Aaron's in the chat now.
Yeah. Also, in some news, there was a lot of talk about Wonder Woman going straight to digital streaming.
Yeah.
It now looks like as if it's just going to be delayed. They're going to delay it instead of putting it straight to streaming.
August. I can't wait to see Wonder Woman stream.
That was for you, Gannon. That was for you.
You know what's you know the irony is, Gannon? That's the most you've talked during this whole show. All right? Yeah. But yes, it looks like Wonder Woman 84 is going to be delayed instead of...
Till 2084.
Put up, yeah, till 2084. So the 2020 Olympics is getting delayed until 2021. So, well, you know, I guess it can wait. Black Widow, like we said, got pushed back indefinitely now, too.
African-American Widow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hot African-American. Shut up.
What's Russian for African American? Anybody?
No, I'm
anybody.
I'm drawing a blank, okay. Todd. I'm drawing a blank. So it looks like for the foreseeable future, just to let everyone know, and Gannon will get into this later, that a lot of the local, or a lot of your VOD, your video on demand sites like Vudu and Apple and everything, are putting some deep discounts on a lot of really fun stuff you may have missed. Yeah. So pay attention to that. They're releasing movies early as well. Gannon will get into that later too. So we'll talk about some more movies. I haven't got a chance to see anything, but I did get a chance since we're on the subject. Maybe we'll talk about it. Netflix. Haven't seen it all yet, but I encourage every single one of you nerds, when you turn your Netflix on, please watch Tiger King. It is the most crazy, effed
no,
up.
No, I don't want to watch
dude,
it. They're trying to shove it up our butt and make us watch it. I don't want to watch it.
I tell you, you know why? What, because
what is this?
It is.
It's G-Money story. It's the G-Money story.
Incredible. It's incredible. It's about a guy. I can't explain it to you because if I do, I'm going to give it away.
It's about a guy who desperately wants to be famous and films every aspect of his life, and now it's a reality kind of thing.
Just know it's not just about tigers. It's about drugs. It's about the occult. Murder. It's about it's crazy. And I encourage everyone to watch it. It's literally a real life documentary, but it's a movie. It is literally a movie. And so I totally recommend that everybody should see it.
Sounds
it's incredible.
Terrible.
It doesn't look that good. It trust me, it is not terrible. You have to see it. It's pretty awesome.
That's okay. I'll pass.
You know, one of the Netflix suggestions. One of the Netflix. What are you pointing at?
Jesus
see,
Christ!
That's what I mean. There's a dog in here. It's a where dog in dog here. That's from? Why I said there's a dog in here.
All right, all right.
Like, what the
f- scared me for a second. one of the Netflix recommends that I finally
okay, I'll go check on the mix.
Had time to watch was I saw the first episode of Cells at Work.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Did you?
I like nerdy stuff like
that. I totally thought that was Todd licking my hand.
No, I told you there was a dog in here.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make tea.
You're going to what?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make tea.
All right, go pee and then come back because you have to do the new releases. All right, anyway, so that was freaky, man. I saw you jump, dude.
I was like, what? Because I saw the last thing I saw was Todd get up and walk behind me.
Right.
And then you were like, and then I felt something brush up against my hand. And I kept thinking, like, why is Todd on the floor against my hand? And I looked down and this cute little dog was. I was like, what the?
That you're about ready to throw down with.
I was like, oh my God.
Anyway, yeah, I,
Hadouken the crap Hadouken out of that poor thing.
That dog, man.
Jesus.
I was like, there's a dog in here. I was like, what's going on? Not our dogs. But anyway.
probably smelled the chicken.
He probably did. It's a lost dog?
Yeah.
Why do we care?
I don't know where your phone is. Oh, there it is.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we're interrupting good pod.
His name is Adobo.
His name is Adobo? Lovely. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, anyway,
yeah, give him a piece of chicken or something.
Format, or not format, but Alica.
What? Why did you say my name like that?
What else did you say that you were watching?
I watched season 3 of Castlevania.
And?
It is not that great.
That's what I heard. I heard it sucked too. You're not the first person.
I mean, season one and two were like mind blowing. I would have, and that's what made me. Season three is very meandering. I love the characters, but the finale makes zero sense. It's like, I don't know, man. It just didn't go anywhere, and it was not that great. Season one and two, they did that to great effect. It was incredible.
Wow. Yeah, so it was, what was it missing? Isn't it the continuation of the Belmont story?
So season three may be based on maybe a video game that I didn't play. Season one and two, though I didn't play the video games that they were based on, were early games, Nintendo, so it's easy to identify the characters and kind of, it has that video game simplicity, you know what I mean? The storyline definitely got a little complex, and not only that, but it just wasn't, you know, it just wasn't, I don't know. It didn't go anywhere great, and it wasn't. And it didn't harken back. It didn't give you the Castlevania feels. It didn't make you. It didn't, you know, do the good job of harkening back to the video games and giving you that retro nostalgia.
Was it scary?
There were scary things. Yeah, there's a lot of occult and demon worship and stuff like that. And it was, you know, I liked living in that world and I liked watching it, but it went nowhere.
Ah.
And I'm not excited for the next season because of where this season ended up. I'm like, whatever. I know that they left it so that there obviously will be a next season.
Sure.
But this season was not impressive.
So you're
season
saying
season one and two blew my mind. Season one and two were incredible.
So you're saying
did the animation drop in any, or is the animation still
God? Top you know, notch? I feel like the story was so weak that he didn't write the action in like he should have. I think the gore was always great. I think. Before the action was like fight action, so it was very engaging. There's still that action, and the animation is good, but it's not a conflict that catches your attention. Where they're doing these things that you know are animated well, or are impressive feats. Like the creatures are very impressive,
right?
And a lot of a lot of the animation is really good, and a lot of the visuals are kind of incredible that they use, but not to great effect. The story that it's in is not that great.
Gotcha. Well, listen, since we're talking about Netflix and since we're all going to be, you know, shut in our homes for a bit, any recommendations from you guys about what we should be watching?
Let's see. What did I watch on Netflix? I think that's the only thing I... Oh, so I couldn't get into Carbon, Altered Carbon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I know the season two has Anthony Mackie, but even watching
there's an anime too of it. I saw,
and so that's what I'm saying is I watched the anime movie, and that was a little more palatable than actually watching the show for me. Because even watching the preview of the Anthony Mackie season, I'm like, this doesn't look great. You know So I'm not, you know, compelled to watch it, and I didn't like season one. A lot of people were like, you know, they read the book, so obviously they're huge fans of the material. And they're like, the show is great. The show is just as good as the book. We love it and this and that. And I'm watching the show and I'm like, I don't like it.
Oh, wow.
And so I couldn't even get into season one. But the anime, the CG anime, it's cool, you know?
It's cool.
It's cool. And it's a movie, so you can get through it. You don't have to dedicate yourself to a season. And so it was fun.
Nice. Nice. I've been watching some stuff.
Tiger King,
I have been. But no, I also...
Tiger Beat?
Yeah, no, not Tiger Beat.
Tiger Beat.
I didn't start it yet, but because of this whole quarantine thing, I decided to get Justice League Outsiders.
Justice League and the Outsiders.
Yeah, and the Outsiders. Well, that's just... according to the box, it says Justice League Outsiders.
Hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, whatever. So I'm going to get into that because I love the first two seasons of Justice League, Young Justice.
Is it the Bruce Timm animation style?
Yeah, it is, and that's what I like about it. It's kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I finally had the opportunity. I said this earlier, but I finally got the opportunity to watch some of the Harley Quinn stuff. I'm telling you something. That's actually really fun. It's funny.
I told
too.
You. The it's first funny. Episode was fun to me, and it's funny. That was free. The first episode's free.
Yeah.
I don't have the DC streaming.
It's available to purchase now. You can purchase the first season. It's like $20.
Oh, really?
The Star Trek Picard stuff is free now.
Yeah.
Yeah. CBS All Access, right, because of the coronavirus outbreak, they're giving you a month for free. So starting from
shout
now,
out to Jason Kim, who's he's an Oahu podcaster. Uh-huh. He actually sent me an email letting me know. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? Jason Kim, He, that's nothing. You know why? Wow. You know who?
Wow.
Sorry, I hate to be that guy, but you know who gave
you love
me?
To be that guy.
You know who gave me the heads up on that? A guy by the name of Jean-Luc Picard.
Shut up.
That's what he said.
He
it was
didn't
in,
tell you
he
nothing.
He did. He said it was in his Twitter feed, and he said it was for me. So, yeah, very excited. If you
Picard's Twitter feed,
bro?
Yes, Picard's Twitter feed. Yeah,
not Patrick Stewart's Twitter feed.
No, Picard's.
Picard's not a real person, stupid.
You can shut your mouth. He's real.
He's real to me, Dan.
Yeah, he's real to me. so you can watch the terrible season of Picard and then watch the crappy Star Trek Discovery all for free on CBS All Access. So that's amazing. So you can check that out too. Any
great. He's got a nap now.
He's got. No, he's got to come here, man. He can't be over there by his own freaking house. Any new kids Netflix we need to worry about, gents?
The
Watch Freaks.
The new, well, not
Freaks.
The new.
Wait, the movie Freaks?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, that's that movie. My kids watched that and they were very disturbed.
It's not a kid's movie.
I know. Yeah. My wife was watching it with my kids there.
Why?
I don't know, man. I was like, should you be watching this?
It's a pretty good superhero story. You just don't realize it until the end of the movie.
Nice spoiler, bro.
So it's worth watching then.
Yeah.
Good.
At least the end of it.
Nice. What were you gonna say, Todd? Sorry.
The series version of Trolls. Oh, is pretty good.
What?
And so is the series version of Home.
Ew.
Yeah. You know what? The series version of Home is way better than the movie, because it's 2D animation. The movie's not that. The movie's the alien, right?
The movie's
it's the alien,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
The purple weird globular.
Jim Parsons
alien.
Is the
Jim
alien.
Jim Parsons
right?
the alien.
I think the show is better than the movie.
The show's a little.
I had to watch both.
The show's a little goofier than the movie, so
that's what I like.
So it's, I mean, but Trolls, like I don't, I'm, Trolls and Home, like
all
make
all
Pania
of those,
laugh like a lot.
All of those CG movies that have series, like Boss Baby, is
a
funny.
Lot of the DreamWorks. All the DreamWorks animation
and,
stuff.
And the Croods, was that DreamWorks too?
Yeah, Croods. Yeah, DreamWorks
the
as well.
Show version of that is also pretty funny. So
wow. Yeah, though all those movies or all those shows, like if you want your kids to just be in the other room and watch something, like that's
and
those,
they're not
those are perfect.
They're not too stupid either. So they're yeah. you know like a parent can watch and not be completely
wait yeah. the show or your kids. Oh,
well. After this furlough, they're going to be pretty stupid without any school.
It's so true. Well, that's cool. So kids, Netflix is a lot of stuff to watch. Obviously,
we'll hey, get Gannon, another... can you keep playing guitar in the background? Because it's not at all distracting to anybody, and it belongs on a podcast.
So we can't have him home alone. Seriously. This is why I can't have him home alone. I swear to God. Format.
How are you doing tonight?
Format.
Yeah.
This week, we got a couple of one big game dropped this week, and actually two to be fair. One of course was Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're see look
so
huh?
if you're you know
time to get some fishing
beat on. up about the. Having to stay home and work, you yeah. can
you can do it from the comfort
you
of your couch,
from your Switch.
Yeah, woo. That's right. Woo-hoo.
I heard a raccoon is your corporate overlord.
Yeah. Pretty much.
They call, ironically, they call it the deserted island, even though people live on the island, which is really stupid.
Casey Horimoto's been posting a lot about it.
I awesome. Heard. I heard there's a lot more busy work in this one. I guess is what they said.
Yeah, you're just grinding
just tedious,
away.
Grindy stuff.
Yeah. I get enough of that already at work.
I see a lot of people are frustrated with catching bass fish.
Oh yes.
To the point that PETA has to make an announcement, not the fish.
Yeah, tell PETA to they'll go stick it. It's they're dumb. Also, well, I'll show you after the show.
Right in a bass fish.
Yeah.
Through the mouth.
There's another.
Or the gill.
Shut up, Don. There's another big game that came out this week, and that, of course, was id Software and Bethesda released Doom Eternal, the sequel to the 2016 Doom. And
why do you have to say it that way?
Because that's how you're supposed to say it. You're supposed to Doom. I mean that's how it's even drawn when you
hail
see
to
it.
The king baby
huh
I'm pretty sure you don't have to do that
no because when you if you see how they how they spell it and the way it looks the art in it looks like it's melting on the page so it's a doom and that's what it looks like
oh no, you could just say doom
says Doom. So Doom Eternal is available. It seems to be a continuation of that original gameplay. It seems to have they've put in some new mechanics. A lot of platforming, ironically enough. Mm-hmm. I'm more impressed with the cool ways to find the fine trinkets and puzzles. The gameplay can be a little bit repetitive, but the battle mode is super cool. Two demons take on one Doom guy, and it's like a battle arena thing. It's
so
really neat.
Two demons, one guy.
Yeah,
I've seen that movie.
Yes, two demons, one guy. Todd, thanks. So Doom Eternal is currently available. This is it was a huge one. It was a huge enough release that GameStop had to stay open. Because they're essential.
They're so essential.
No. They had to stay open.
Another example of corporate greed trying to just kill people for no reason.
And this is why they're not going to be surviving.
First of all, everybody needs to get a copy of Animal Crossing and Doom Eternal.
You can download it digitally.
Walmart.
First of all, they're essential. They have keyboards and headsets and stuff.
Video games are essential. GameStop is not.
No. To be fair to GameStop, they have shut the doors, but they're doing curbside delivery. All right, see?
You should be explaining what
No contact. Curbside delivery for GameStop. It's good stuff, right?
That's the way that it's, it should always be.
Probably be a lot more crowded than a GameStop would.
Well, that is true as well. So, hey, listen, if you guys are looking for games or consoles, GameStop has you covered, okay? Hey, and guess what? Hey, you should be proud. They're not taking trades anymore. You should all be proud.
Can't afford it.
No, they're not taking it because
it's going to have infected droplets on it.
Yeah, it's going to have infected droplets all over. But now they're not taking them. So good on GameStop. They've changed course.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, right when they're about to burn down.
Well done, GameStop.
Good stuff.
Oh, man.
Good stuff, GameStop.
Right before the new CEO was taking it.
It's fantastic. You guys should be proud of the great work that you're doing there.
I can't wait for Reggie to finally get slotted in.
The ship's already sinking, and he's not even slotted in yet, but we'll see.
He's the captain now.
Yes, he is the captain now. Other than that, next week there's no real big games coming out next week or the week after. I think the next
Shut up.
What? No, there was a large Tekken update that rolled.
Yes,
out.
There was a huge Tekken update. There was also a huge update for Ghost Recon Breakpoint. The embarrassingly bad launch of Breakpoint for Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint. They've updated it. They've added some new gameplay. They've added the immersive mode, which they finally did, was supposed to come out months ago. So that's available. Also, Ganon, what's happening in Mortal Kombat 11?
Spawn finally got released for everybody that doesn't have the combat pack.
Ah, fantastic. Spawn
so
and
DLC characters that have been announced should all be available if you're going to buy them piecemeal instead of doing the whole pack.
How is he to play?
Having a lot of fun with him so far. A little bit slower than I was hoping he would be, but still a fun character to play with.
I heard that complaint that he's sluggish.
He is very sluggish. He is.
He's got all those chains.
Yeah. It's holding him back. I did notice
that there's some glitchy problems with cape maneuvering when he's like in close quarters. So they're probably gonna have to fix that.
That's what I was just about to say. I wish his cape wasn't.
It's almost like a weird strobe effect when he's moving in close quarters.
Yeah, it is a little strange. They'll probably patch that up. But yeah, so if you're looking forward to Spawn, he's available. Also, the skin for Jackie Hellspawn is available as well.
She spawned, you dummy.
Huh?
It's she spawned.
I know, but they call it Jackie Hellspawn on the DLC. See, so stop it. If you guys are cooped up, great games.
I need to stop you real quick because you said there's nothing else coming out in the next week or so.
Uh huh.
Resident Evil 3 is coming out next week, and the demo.
Oh, that's right, April. Oh my gosh, that's right, April 4th. I totally forgot.
We had the Resident Evil 3 demo from last week.
Man, you stupid.
Now, you did. I don't like playing demos because I think it ruins the game, but you played the demo. What did you think of Resident Evil 3?
Nemesis is relentless and absolutely terrifying in this game.
Oh, that's great. How's the graphics?
Well, I mean, it's shoulder to shoulder with Resident Evil 2.
Nice.
The only real thing you got to get the hang of is the new dodge mechanic, which was in the original anyway, but you have to get used to it in the context of this game.
Nemesis
now.
The zombie, right? Is that the one?
How dare you?
Is it the following week that Final Fantasy comes out?
I don't know.
Was supposed to, you mean?
Yeah, I think the following week after Resident Evil.
It's like the longer I wait, the more like I'm not really as excited as I was.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand why they had to push that off, because they could still release it and people could still get to it digitally.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, apparently from what the rumors are is that when they announced it really late. They started working on it really late. And the reason why they're doing it episodically is they can work on it piecemeal. So they can work on every episode after they release an episode. Mm-hmm. So apparently they started really late on this, and so now the episodic release gives them an opportunity to work on it till the end.
Oh.
Yeah, great.
So, yeah.
I feel like we should do that for the podcast.
Yeah. I'm in. We can just
maybe not release episodes until they're actually good.
Okay, sweet. And we can do that
Todd's
as well.
Todd's canceled.
Todd's
canceled. I've been canceled for a while.
You have been canceled for a long
Todd,
time.
But Todd too.
No, Todd too. I think Todd as well.
Oh,
anyway, before we get out of here.
How dare you.
Gannon.
Hard media.
Put down that damn guitar and open your fat sack and let us know what is opening up this week in the world of hard media. Can you do that for me?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, bro.
Can you do that while being on the phone and watching the live stream?
Do it next Tuesday.
Yeah.
While your underwear is off.
I would like for Greg, I'm going to start off with this one, and this is a real one. Oscilloscope Pictures is releasing their Blu-ray of Don't Be a Dick About It.
Bam! Is that real?
That's real. You can look it up if you don't believe me.
All right.
Moving along, I'm sure Aaron's going to pick this up. This is the most genius movie that's ever come out ever, 1917.
It's good, but not great.
I'm sure it's like every other war movie you've ever seen. Shout Factory is putting out a collector's edition on April Fool's Day.
The original, huh?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
But it won't be April Fool's Day. It'll be a different movie.
This one, I know Alika is going to be really into. Anybody that is a gamer kid from the 80s will want this. The collector's edition for The Wizard.
Oh!
Nice. California.
That's the one with Fred Savage and Richie Valens.
What?
Richie Valens is in that movie.
There's a lot of...
How did you get this job hosting?
The background video game playing is great, though. In like the dad and the son who are looking for Fred Savage or whatever, is they're playing Ninja Turtles in one scene.
Do you guys remember how Ninja Turtles game? Watching that movie? It's like it made you want to have
Mario
Super 3? Mario 3 right
oh,
then and there.
It was so hype. Dude. That was the best commercial for Mario 3.
And when,
I never got to see that movie.
When we finally
it was also
got,
a pretty good commercial for the Power Glove, which sucked.
Which sucked, yeah.
I didn't get to see that movie until I was an
Power
adult.
Power Gloves is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
My mom, you know, we didn't get a lot of expensive toys, but she went all out one Christmas and she got me the Power Glove.
Wow.
It was useless. It was the coolest looking, most useless piece of crap there ever was.
I still wear my Power Glove sometimes.
I bet you.
Do you?
Yeah, but not in your hands.
Dude, you don't have to tell everybody my secrets.
Gannon, what else is on that list?
Everybody's favorite horror movie of this year, The Grudge, The Untold Chapter.
Ooh, that's one of the best movies of the year.
It's going to be the best movie of the year.
Is that because that's what Barry said?
No, Barry didn't say that.
Oh.
This is a Elijah Wood movie that I haven't seen yet, but apparently people have been saying it's not bad. Come to Daddy.
Come to Daddy, yes!
Oh, the Louis C.K. movie.
No. That's not the one. It's not the one.
There is one, though.
Yeah, there is, but that's not
with
the one.
With Grace Moretz?
Yes, but that's not the
that's
one.
That's not the one.
That's never coming out, ever.
I know. I was surprised to hear it. I was like, they uncanceled him?
No,
happened?
No. It's still canceled.
How do you unjack off in front of all those people?
No, not that.
Oh,
at all.
Not that. Not
no,
that.
No, no. This is about... I guess Elijah. Elijah Wood has to go help
is
his.
Is the name of the pod?
Yeah. What do you want the name of the show?
unjack off in front of all those people.
Nope, not
how
that.
How do you unjack off?
Yeah, nope, not calling it that. But yes, the this one with Elijah Wood has to do with meeting up with his estranged father.
Oh, and the dad is like a psycho trailer dude, yeah.
When you unjack off, you have to cross the streams, and hopefully the polarity forces
well,
it
you
back.
Well, first you yell Shazam.
Well, right. I mean, God. Duh.
And then it kind of works like a vacuum.
Todd, quiet.
What?
Gannon?
What?
Continue.
Oh.
There's two left. Damn. We have. I'm sure me and Todd are going to have to watch this. Dead hooker in a trunk.
Is that a real thing?
Bruh, I was in that movie.
That's really real.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And then this movie is probably going to get delayed, and I really don't have any background on it, but I feel like it deserves honorable mention just because of the timing involved. There is a Blu-ray for a movie that came out in 2017 coming out this week called Yellow Scare.
Wow. Really? What is that about? Is it a shout selecting, or what is it?
It's just a bunch of Trump speeches where he yells about the Chinese virus.
Well, it is the Chinese coronavirus, bro. No, so... Anyway, thank you, Gannon.
Honorable mention next week, Rise of Skywalker.
It's actually available digitally now.
That means with fingers.
I know that.
Yeah. By the way, since you mentioned that, Gannon.
But you have to finger Amazon to be able to get it digitally.
Did anybody see the Honest trailer for The Rise of Skywalker yet?
I did not.
It is currently available, and it is spectacular. It is better than the movie. It is so good. Honest Trailer should get an Oscar for this. It is amazing.
How do they give Oscars to internet shows?
Hey,
the fact that you like it so much automatically kind of makes me hate it.
I know. Good.
I don't want to watch it if you like it this much.
Oh, man. All right. Well, screw all of you. Yes. Doctor Who comes out as well. The Sylvester McCoy season 3, complete season 3.
Sylvester Stallone series.
No, Sylvester McCoy, you weirdo. Insane.
Sylvester Stallone would make a great Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Get in the tower.
No, he wouldn't.
His companion could be Adrian.
But all Doctor Who's must be British.
Why?
Sorry.
He's a good British accent.
It's canon.
Probably.
It's canon.
No, actually not true because David Tennant was Scottish.
Well,
that's true.
European.
Americans don't know the difference.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. Well, Scotland is part of the UK. It's part of Great Britain. Yeah. So
no, that doesn't count.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Totally counts.
It doesn't count.
It totally counts.
I mean, I'm 95% Irish during the week.
During the week.
But on the weekends, I'm about 90% Scotch.
We're not going to see any Irishmen as Doctor Who, by the way.
Why? Why not?
Because they've already ruined it with the last.
Oh, Doctor. because Darby O'Gill and the little people tanked, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
like that was
that's terrible.
It was a box office bomb.
By the way, Sean Connery was Welsh. He wasn't Irish.
He was Irish.
No, he wasn't. Gannon, thank you so much for all your hard work and diligence over there, putting together that list, baby. Good stuff.
He's got a castle in Scotland next to J.K. Rowling.
Oh, does he?
I don't know if they're next door, but they both have castles in Scotland.
Nice. Everybody, do yourself a favor. Go watch The Rise of Skywalker Honest trailer. It is phenomenal. I absolutely loved it. And you will love it, too.
I doubt it.
Oh, yeah, you will. Oh, yes, you will.
I don't think so.
It's pretty awesome. Gannon sent us a photo. Oh, you're such a weirdo, Gannon. Anywho, anything else you're missing before we get the hell out of here? Oh, I remember.
What?
Want to let everybody know that is listening and or watching that, yes, this will be the last show that you will see visually with us together in the same room. Because I don't like...
Forever!
That's right, because I don't like any of these motherfuckers. No, I'm just kidding.
You were about to swear.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Say
can
it.
Can you say motherfucker on the show?
No, I can't.
Can I say it?
No, you can't.
My bad mother, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Because
I'm
of this...
talking about the show.
We are going to respect the stay-home order, and we're going to do our best to socially distance ourselves from each other, to be good stewards so we don't look like we're bad examples for you guys.
You are bad.
I know. Everybody can be upset about it or whatever. It's fine. But we're gonna do our best because we're going to be secluded in our homes. As you all know, Hawaii is always a week and a half behind from the mainland, so the mainland is almost done with their 2 weeks. We're just starting it. So we'll just see, okay? But we'll be back for sure. We're working out the kinks on doing an audio edition of the show as well, which is going to be fantastic.
Maybe not.
So if you guys want to get in touch with us, have any questions, you guys can check us out on our NerdWatch Facebook page, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. And Todd, where can they pick up your comic if they're, you know, if they get bored and want to read some stuff?
Here at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Right.
And we deliver.
Okay, so are you guys, will be closed or are you just delivering all your comics? How's that going to work?
So we've got to be here to receive the shipment tomorrow and, you know, we'll let people in on a limited basis. But you really shouldn't be coming to the store. If you want comics, we've got delivery services, we've got mail services, do that. We don't want anybody leaving their house. Just stay where you are, and we'll bring the comics to you.
We're going
to
do what?
I'm basically out of comic books at my house, so if you, you know, hit me up, slide into my DMs if you want something. But if you don't have it, you have to come here.
What's your address so they can just go to your house?
No,
I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Gannon, any last words of encouragement before we all shudder into our homes?
Just for you, but you don't want me to say it on the show?
Ooh, maybe not.
What is it?
That's what I always tell him to do.
No, shut up, Gannon. No.
Can you do it while playing guitar?
No, you can't do it. Don't do that. Anyway, guys, stay safe. Stay good to each other. And, of course, when we see you guys out there, out and about, I'm going to
keep your distance.
Keep your distance. We're gonna pass on the aloha, and that's all we're going to pass on, and maybe a couple of shakas, okay? So we can get this stupid coronavirus off of our backs and get back to doing what we do best. And that's, you know, doing this show.
Doing mediocre podcasting.
Mediocre podcasting. That's what we do best here.
Woo!
We hope you guys enjoy yourselves while you're indoors.
Stay safe.
Stay safe, everybody.
Stay clean. Yeah. Wash those nuts.
That's right. Yes. Stay clean, for the love of God. You know, one of the things I want to make sure everybody knows, too, is that... when you guys are out and about, don't go to the beaches. All the beaches are closed. All the national parks are closed here in Hawaii.
Yeah, for the love of God, stop going out. Everybody's still wanting to go out and stuff.
Yeah,
cut it out.
Yeah. Let's. You know, we want to do our best to slow the spread of this so the medical field can catch up to the virus. We're never going to stop the virus, but what we can do is slow down the curve, or flatten the curve, as they say, so the medical field can catch up. So we're not inundating them with all kinds of
especially
patients.
Especially here on Maui, that's very important.
Yeah,
because our system is already pretty overtaxed.
Yeah, absolutely. So
for. Already asking people, you know, with lesser emergencies to maybe try to handle it at home,
yeah.
You know, if you can.
So for as much as I hate the government, I'm telling you right now.
Calm down.
I know.
Easy, militia man.
I know. For as much as I hate the government, I will say this. It is important for our older community, our kapuna, that we make sure that we do our best and do our part.
I mean, we're going to be back out there. We just have to listen to our president. We're going to be out there before
2 weeks, baby.
Yeah,
so that's
Easter.
What I said. We're shuttered for a couple weeks, so we're going to make the best of it. And you know what? That economy is going to come roaring back.
Oh, God.
All right, Todd?
The kids aren't going back to school for another month and 1 week.
Yeah, to the 30th.
April
30th. They pushed it back to the 30th.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so good luck with that. I hope none of you kill your kids.
Whoa. Dude, that's pretty dark because, you know, on a serious note.
Oh, no. Did something happen? I'm sorry.
No, nothing happened, but I'm just saying that people who are in abusive households are now, this is a very unfortunate time for them.
They're stuck with them.
There's no, you know, people aren't doing welfare checks anymore. So, you know, if you need help, please be proactive about it because it's not.
I want to send a big shout out to, of course, our Maui community for stepping up and in tough times like these, considering there are people that are losing their jobs or on furlough or what have you. I want to send
a lot of generous people doing deliveries, bringing food to Kapuna.
Bringing food, yeah, absolutely.
Free supplies.
One of the best guys.
They're all out there.
One of the best guys in the world that's doing that here on Maui is Chef Kawakami.
With,
of Maui Fresh Streetery. He's doing amazing work by giving. There are
a lot of his partners in in, you know, food. They, you know, the farms, Ocoa Farms and everybody are donating through him. And
they are donating the food to him so he can give it out. He's arranging
pickups and stuff. Yeah. And they're doing a drive-through system, so check out his social. Yeah. They do free pickups pretty much on the daily.
I believe
right
his the Instagram for him is My Fresh Reader. He's doing great work around here, doing it for the community. And we just need to do our
part.
Also
got
well
a shout-out, Jamie, Big C, you know, Maui Tempeh, Chihu Kimchi. Mm-hmm. They're organizing for a lot of the farmers markets to do deliveries and pickups as well. So,
fantastic.
You know, check out these guys on social media. A lot of local businesses doing a lot of good. So.
Yeah, I think all we know is that for these 2 weeks, let's do what we can so we can all get back to work and be able to provide for our families and, you know, be able to come in here to the comic store and support local business. So we should do try to do our best. So if you're not essential, please do your best to stay at home and let's beat this freaking thing.
What, Greg, you know what? Go kill yourself. I am essential.
That's what I said. I didn't say you weren't. I said if you are essential, please be careful. Go out there and do your job. And, you know, if you are essential, just be careful out there. And, you know, let's beat this damn thing because I'm sick of this corona crap.
We are essential. Because we're the media.
Yeah.
The media is essential.
That's iffy, bro. Oh, that is iffy.
What do you mean?
That's real iffy, Todd.
No.
So we're going to
I mean, I'm essential. I don't think you're essential.
You're such an ass. Your mouth.
We could totally do the Nerd Watch without you. Everything would be fine.
No one. We love all you guys, and we're going to do our best to give you a show nice every week, even if it's without the video. So you guys take care of yourselves and each other. Do your part.
You should give everyone more access to the webpage.
Everyone does, with the exception of Todd. So
give it to Todd.
You do.
People are going to be starving for content.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So everybody's got access to the page.
You guys can follow all the good stuff
with the exception of Francine, because she didn't want it anymore, so she's done with it. Aaron will be posting. I'm sure you will be posting.
Oh, yeah, the good stuff.
So,
Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron's got good stuff. He always posts. He makes good material. So don't pick on Aaron.
Like, you know, I'm just pretty saying the good stuff. Doesn't want to talk about that.
That's exactly. Well, Gannon, I really appreciate you being on the show with us tonight over there at your home. Appreciate it, sir. Nice job. Thanks for showing up. Do you like this? By the way.
He's already gone.
What?
Yeah. I said, do you like this, being able to be at home and do the show?
There's nothing I enjoy more.
Okay, good. That's all I wanted to hear. Get yourself a USB mic, and we'll clear up all of the background noise.
Gannon, are you wearing socks?
Yeah, but you don't want to know where.
Are you wearing pants?
No, he's not. I mean, he's not. He's wearing one sock. No. He's wearing one sock.
Now,
if you were going to talk about a male chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would say it's a.
Shut up, Todd.
A cock. Right?
Shut up, Todd.
He's wearing a cock sock.
You're such an idiot. I swear. What the?
Gannon owns chickens.
Wow. Funny Todd should mention this because I do have socks with chickens on them.
Nice, lovely. Alika, do you want to add anything constructive to the show before we take off? Anything constructive?
Was it going to help at all?
I don't think so, but just thought I'd ask.
What's wrong with cock socks?
Can I add something?
Yes.
Shut up, G.
That's great. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that constructive?
Yeah, thanks. Yes. Have a wonderful 2 weeks.
Support the podcast.
We're going to do our best to bring you a pod every Tuesday, even though if it may not be visual, we're going to try and bring it to you right here on Facebook, okay?
More now.
You, man. Mm-hmm. We're going to podcast by text.
That could be next.
Every day.
Take care of yourselves and each other. Be safe out there. Stop going to the beach. It's closed anyway. You don't want to get pulled over. And by the way, all the Hollies are getting quarantined as of Thursday, too. So
go home, Holly.
Go home. So, for my good friend Todd, for the gaming guru format, for Kai Kai, the producer seducer.
I'm not. Bro.
And, of course, Freaky Deaky Daddy Leaky. I am G Money. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy and stay fresh. We'll see you guys next time right here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha. Be safe.